dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 8th, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador for servant of and to the Haile Selassie I Rastafari community. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. The way to peace through scientific study of the universe to understand the Almighty under the titles of Allah and Ilah. The way to the waters of noon, peace and tranquility and order. That's what we are here for. Now, look, St. Luke chapter 10, Sunday school lesson. Serving neighbors, serving God. The wicked ruling class and families have entered into our minds, divided black, white, brown, red, and yellow, divided Christian from Muslim, from Hindu, from Buddhist, from Zoroaster, divided all of us from each other, divided us because one lives in Africa, one lives in Asia, one lives in Central and South America, Mexico, divided us from each other, caused us to hate each other. So now we have to enter into the mind of the Almighty and know and understand that we must cross all those barriers and come together, work together, serve each other. When we're talking about serving the neighbors, who are your neighbors? Not the wicked ruling class and families. The word neighbors, you should look at the word multitudes. Yahushua, Jesus preaching to the multitudes, wanting us to serve the multitudes. The word multitudes specifically says not people that are noble, not people that are wealthy, not people that are the rulers, but the common, ordinary people. The common people who are disorganized, a disorganized mass of common, ordinary, everyday, working class, oppressed people's proletariat of the earth. So we must change our attitude that we have toward common, ordinary people. So St. Luke chapter 10, let's see if we can learn some things. Now, I'm not going to go into detail of the words with numbers and etc., but I want you to take your time. Go to www.blue, as in the color, Blue Letter Bible, blueletterbible.org, or blb.org. Same website, BLB, acronym for Blue Letter Bible. Research the definition of these words for yourself, for ourselves, that we may understand exactly what is being said. So we're in St. John, chapter 10. Let's begin at verse 1 and see what we can learn. Yahushua speaking. Luke speaking of Yahushua. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Let's understand all of this on a metaphysical, metaphorical, euphemistic, symbolical level. Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, or liberation, and deliverance to the masses of the multitudes of the disorganized masses of working class oppressed peoples. We are they who need health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, deliverance. And also the word Yahushua is defined as vengeance because because the wicked ruling class have incurred the wrath of the Almighty. And whenever we stray from the science of the universe, the very universe, acting through the elements of the universe, acting through the light and sound and energy and waves of the universe, acting through the colors of the rainbow, all the colors in the universe will take vengeance upon us because we have deviated from the science of the universe, which is the science of life. We must be born again into this science. So Yahushua is the Lord. And the word Lord is Kyrios. And that word was a title given to Caesar. But Caesar is no good and rotten, is a colonizer, a killer, and the wicked ruling class of today are wicked, rotten, illegitimate, who control warfare, bloodshed, death, and destruction. So we take the titles, that they wear and place them back on the Almighty, and then we climb up into the mind of the Almighty, and we wear those titles because we are doing the work of the Almighty. So the Almighty is to go into the villages and the cities. Yahushua, representing health and wealth and prosperity, because the people have been robbed of health, wealth, prosperity, education, living wage job, control of their land, wealth, resources, home, some place to live, some place to stay, some place to rest your head. So Yahushua is coming, bringing all of this reality, because Yahushua represents the science of the universe, the science of the universe, and the universe teaches us daily that every human being has a right to health, wealth, education, living wage job, a place to live. And the universe teaches us that every human being has a right to friendship and companionship and love and to feel camaraderie with a human being. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And enter, and into whatever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Now, sisters and brothers, we have been robbed of peace. We have been robbed of tranquility. Our lives are in disarray and disorder. And so we're going into the cities and the towns and the hamlets and the neighborhoods, because we have a work to do. We must raise and uplift the poor working class masses of disorganized, common, ordinary people oppressed of the earth. We are the workers in such work, and we must raise other workers. The people are ready to hear a message of freedom, justice, and equality. The people are ready to hear a message of liberation and freedom. So lambs. Now, wasn't the sign of the ancient Hebrews the ram, which is also the lamb? And so we're coming under the sign of Aries, which is symbolized by the lamb and the ram. What are all the attributes and characteristics that come with the sign Aries? Aries is the first sign in the zodiac, the spring sign, the getting up sign, the sign that has to do with resurrection of the earth. So we're talking about resurrecting the masses of common ordinary people who have gone through a death, a spiritual, mental, and moral death, because we have been turned off from the Almighty, from the true power of the Almighty in the universe, in ourselves. Therefore, we have been turned on each other, because we have been turned off from each other, and we are acting out a death sentence because we have been maneuvered into destroying one another because of hatred of this race or that color or this religion or that political philosophy. And so we are influenced even to take on the uniform of the military or the uniform of the mercenary. Some claim Christianity, some claim Islam, and they go into the military uniform and the mercenary uniform and kill another poor working class human being, not understanding that the House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, banksters, international banksters, World Trade, World Bank Organization, International Monetary Fund, they control all of the cartels, drug cartels. Those are mercenary type groups that kill and destroy human beings because they think it's to their benefit. Al-Qaeda is a mercenary group killing and destroying human beings because they think it's to their benefit. Europe's militaries, Britain, the Royal Military, America's military, people join the militaries and think that they are bettering their condition through the killing of another human being. No, we have been made to be dead, and we must be resurrected. So peace, the word peace, we go into a home, in a city, in a neighborhood, in a village, and we declare peace. That word peace in the European Greek language has to do with individual peace, but also national peace and international peace, because that word carries the definition of being exempt from the havoc of warfare, exempt from chaos and disorder brought on by warfare and bloodshed. So we are declaring peace on every level. We are declaring that every human being must be harmonious with each other and with the universe. So we are making this type of declaration. We have to get into international politics and understand the root causes of warfare and bloodshed. And whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is nigh unto you. Now, we the human beings, we're sick with this system. The system has made us spiritual, mental, moral, sickly, full of sickness. This teaching, this truth from the Almighty is scientific, is in accord with the science of the universe, and is able to alleviate and heal us from this sickness that we are suffering from. The kingdom of God, these words have to do with the reality that the power of the Almighty is within you and within me. We are talking about a teaching that will raise the poor working class masses of people out from under the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Even the dust of the city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. So he says, but into whatever city ye enter and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. This is talking to poor working class masses of people who reject the message, don't want to know that the kingdom of God in heaven is within, and that the Almighty has come to give you power to rule your life and control your destiny, to overturn the wicked, overturn the ruling class, to unite with internationally common ordinary people, and you take over the earth. You sit up in the Congress. You sit up in the financial institutions, educational, religious, and governmental, and you change the system for the betterment of the whole of the human family. This is what Jesus is teaching. But I say unto you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. Because if these works were done with Tyre and Sidon, that were done with you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Various cities which rejected the message would have gone down in sackcloth and ashes if they had followed after what was done in the ancient days. Sackcloth and ashes, we know, is to get us to understand again our original origins in the waters of Noon and how the sun transformed those waters, making it into ashes and dust. And the sackcloth has to do with seed. So we're talking about the word as the seed, and the word as the seed, the atom, which is the S-U-N sun disk, is the word of the Almighty, is the seed of the Almighty, is that Christ mechanism that makes the word into flesh, because the atom, the sun disk, is working on masculine, feminine polarity. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. And we've been dealing with hell. Hell, that fire, hydrogen, water, that Sheol, that Hades, from whence we all came through, the fire, the water. So thrust down into hell again and start the birth process again. Know that there's fire within your construct, and go within yourself and burn off the wickedness, burn off the pollutants, burn off the dross and the gross matter. We have to understand this from the scientific, metaphysical, metaphorical, euphemistic level of understanding. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despiseth you, despiseth me. So when we go with the message of Yahushua, if we are accepted, then the message of healing is accepted. The message of wealth and prosperity for the common ordinary people is accepted. Verse 17, and the 70 returned, and they said in words, the devils obey us. And so the word devils has to do with spirit entities that are in rebellion against the Almighty. So that's angelic spirit entities that have turned against the Almighty. But what we must know is that all of this is speaking of the self, the human being. All of this is going on the internal. So the word devils has to do with our own spirit energy entities within ourselves that cause us to deviate from the Almighty. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That word Satan, personal and national adversary. So we're talking about not just a fight against a personal devil, but a fight against a personal Satan, but a fight against a Satan that is here to destroy your national identity and national peace and tranquility. We're talking about international politics. That word lightning is tied to the stars, and the star that is fixed, a star that is immovable, a star that takes a stand against the system. Research the words for yourself. You'll see that we're talking about Lucifer, who was created to stand immovable in the science of the Almighty and the science of the universe, showing us how to take a stand against the system with the light. Does not Lucifer mean the bearer of light, the bringer of light? So light, the light of the sun, the light of Christos, which is the sun, teaching us how with light and knowledge and wisdom, we're to take a stand. It even talks about standing against the Sanhedrin and the high priest and those in rulership. Stand against those who have sold out to the system. But the star failed. The lightning failed. And so rather than taking the stand, we see that Lucifer failed and became Satan, the adversary personally and nationally. And so it says in 19 and 20, paraphrasing, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, power over the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. And the spirits are subject to you because your names are written in heaven. In the Genesis, we're told that the children of Eve will crush the head of the serpent. That has to do with usurping and overthrowing the wicked who misuse wisdom to destroy the common, ordinary masses of the people. So power to tread on serpents and scorpions and power over the enemy means the ruling class and ruling families who take this knowledge of the universe, misuse it, abuse it, misappropriate it, and then destroy the human family through division and through warfare and bloodshed. So Yahushua is writing us back into the science of the universe. And we take that science and we then become politically analytical and analyze the head, the mind of the wicked ruling class, and see how they have held sway and controlled the masses through division. And then we are empowered by the science of the universe to absolutely crush, tread upon, strike the blow, the death blow to the system, and free the human being and free the human family and free the working class and free the oppressed. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. And that word revealed is the word apocalypse. And the word babes means those unlearned, those who are childlike. And so the masses of the people have been robbed of a true education, making us like children. But this knowledge and wisdom of the universe is now being hidden from the wicked ruling class and revealed to the babes and the sucklings, revealed to those who have been robbed of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And this revealed, this word revealed is apocalypse and revelation, meaning that we uncover the wicked ones. We uncover their plans. We uncover their lies and fictitious narrative. We uncover the truth of the one who has stolen the earth from us, the true rulers of the earth, and we reveal the truth of the system, that we may rise up in the science and power of the Almighty and take this earth back from the wicked, from the ruling class, and empower the human family, the working class, oppressed masses. We turn the earth over to ourselves and we run the earth according to the science of the universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.